After we came back to West Virginia from North Carolina 2 years ago, it was all different. It was different. But I still spent a lot of time up here. I didn't hunt stuff much anymore. Some of it was gone. And even the plants that were left, the dealers wouldn't buy like they used to. So I mostly just sat in my places. Those places where if you sat quiet, the space dropped away between you and the land. Some of them were places I discovered on my own. But others were ones where me and Grandma used to stop. She'd make me sit quiet. I learned that young, too. And when it was time to go, she'd say, "Now, this is just between you and me, Bant. You and me's special place. Like the heart of the rhododendron thicket, the limbs bendy and matty and strong. It was like being inside some kind of body there. I'd feel closest in spring, before the leaves came all the way out, when the mountains show their hope with little color patches, redbud and dogwood. Dogwood and redbud. The roll of the words in your mouth." But Grandma never said anything about how the places might make you feel. She wasn't a talker. Especially not about things like that. When she did talk, it was to tell you how to do something, or to tell you something that had happened before you were born, or to remind you how to act right. She had strict ideas about acting right. But even without the talking, she taught me to let into my insides the real of this place. From her, I learned the deep of here.